Well, welcome back. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. You're here with Rob and Leanna. Leanna, here's a interesting approach I'm going to throw at you. Say you won a huge amount in the lottery.
Well, that happened this week. A local Calgarian won $55 million, I think it was, in the lottery. And I was talking a little bit on one of the news segments we were doing about what happens now. Like, what are the first steps that you should take if you've won the lottery? Because I think most people at that point say, well, I'm quitting. I'm never working again. I'm retiring. I'm going to go away and do something fun with my time and the money that I just won. Most of us aren't ever going to be fortunate enough to be in that position, though.
We can all dream.
Exactly. Well, that's why we buy lottery tickets, because we're dreaming about that. But for most people, that's not the option for them to get to retirement. Mm-hmm. So then the question becomes, okay, with the assets that I do have and the savings that I do have, how do I actually make my retirement work?
Well, I think the first part about this is, here's another thought is, maybe you're actually better off than you think you are. When I say that, you know, we're all just feeling, let's say, the stress of inflation and the costs of just life in general, not thinking about what maybe my net worth is actually higher than maybe I should actually do a net worth statement to actually see that.
That's one way to see what you have saved. So maybe run us through, because you have your accounting background, run us through a net worth statement and what that actually looks like, what gets included on it and what it'll show you.
Well, here's the big ones. Your assets are, we'll call them real estate, your savings accounts, your investment accounts, cash on the side. I, at this point, would be careful about the other assets that you do include. You can include vehicles if they're going to, let's say, appreciate in value. Not many do. And you can talk about antiques and stuff like that, depending on if you actually are holding those as investment. That is your assets. Liabilities, again, are what you owe, right, to the bank. You owe anywhere, so you'll call those your liabilities, your mortgage, taking those off, and then you get to a bottom line.
And what does that actually, what does that help illustrate for people?
Well, it helps illustrate where you're at. One, on your kind of your debt to equity, we'll call it, what you owe, especially in retirement. When you're younger, it's just building, right? And you can use leverage to help build. Retirement, usually that's not the case. We're in a higher rate environment right now. So it becomes a little bit more, okay, yes, I have these liabilities. Can I afford to keep these liabilities? Or is there a better way to structure, right? Do I need to sell some of my assets to help with that debt servicing cost?
I want to pause there, because that's a question we do frequently get from people who are approaching retirement. Maybe they still have a bit of a mortgage on the house. Now, depending on how people personally feel about carrying debt, some people are okay with the idea of going into retirement with a mortgage. Some people don't like having debt at all and do not want to have a mortgage heading into retirement. But there is a math answer to the question of whether or not you should continue to carry that mortgage into your retirement.
The way I like to look at this, and I've gone through this process with clients and said, do you like where you live? Because the first question is downsizing. So I'll use this as the scenario. You're in your house, the one you've probably raised your family in. You have a decent yard. You have a garden. You have a garage. You have some areas to tinker in and play in. But yes, maybe you have a small mortgage left. And the instant thought is downsize, get rid of that debt. But the first place I look and talk about is lifestyle. Do you continue to enjoy that? Is that part of your lifestyle, being able to tinker in a garage and garden? Because the biggest drawback that I see is you go and downsize, and then you're looking for somewhere else, like a villa or something else, but you don't have a garage, you don't have a backyard, right? So if the availability of cash flow can cover that lifestyle and that debt for even a certain amount of time, call it your first chapter of retirement, then maybe that debt is actually part of your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, something people don't necessarily factor into that calculation when they go ahead and do it.
Yeah. The other thought on this is, we'll switch this to living costs, where all that comes from in retirement, because this is the other one that is, I would say, an oversight when you're starting to think about retirement, because it's not just taking from your investment account.
And I think that's something a lot of people forget. I meet with a lot of people on a weekly basis who come to me and say, well, we only have this amount saved for retirement, and so therefore I don't think I can make my income in retirement work for me. But here's a few things that a lot of people don't think about or necessarily may forget about when they're doing the calculation to try and figure out how much money might be coming in on a monthly basis. Two biggest ones, CPP and OAS.
Bigger than you think.
Bigger than you think. Guaranteed income for life on those fronts. And you can get your estimate for CPP just by going on your Service Canada account. You can actually see what that number is, because that's the other thing. A lot of people have no idea what that might look like if you haven't turned 65 and gotten the letter from the government to say, this is what your CPP could be. Would you like to take it?
I think those pieces are huge. I think they can also be a part of your guarantee expense account, covering potentially a large portion of your fixed costs.
Yes, exactly. And the other piece to this is the real estate piece. Now, this real estate can work a couple ways for you in retirement. Some people see it as, unfortunately, they think about it as potentially part of their cash flow sometimes too early in their retirements. So when they're calculating their net worth or retirement savings, they are including the value of their home. What we always say is, if you have to sell your home to fund your retirement, where are you going to live? You need somewhere to live. That's either an extra cost for you, or it's not a feasible option.
I'd say that's fair. I'd say that's very fair.
But then the other piece is, do you need to access potentially the value of your home to pay for your retirement in your later years? Again, could work both ways. So there's a couple of different ways to do that. But the overall question is, when you're looking at your retirement savings, there's kind of a ranking of places you'd like to take money from. Pensions, CPP, OAS, that's kind of where you start. And then you go from there to your personal savings and investments. And then from there, generally speaking, we look at property.
It's a good place to start, Leanna, is in net worth and cash flow. A lot of people don't want to think about that. It is worth having a conversation with someone who does this on a daily basis to get, you know, some help and a third party view of what's happening.
Exactly. And we also have a seminar coming up where we're going to be talking about these kinds of things, calculating what you need for retirement and the rest of it.
I want one question though, Leanna. I want to hear your biggest wish list if you did win the lottery.
Pay off the mortgage and do some traveling. How about you?
Where's your bucket list?
Basically the whole world, but I'm starting in Europe.
Fair.
How about you?
I would be ski in, ski out somewhere with a lot of snow. That would be mine. That's where I would go. But you are correct. We do have to talk about this structure, discipline, and how to structure your income when you head into retirement. You can join us here in Calgary at our next seminar, Tuesday, July 16, 7 p.m. in person at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. You can go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register.
All right. Thank you for joining us on another edition of More Than Money. On behalf of myself, Rob, and the whole PKAG team, thanks for joining us today. Remember, you can always access past segments of More Than Money at morethanmoneyradio.com. Download the More Than Money podcast on your favorite player, or head over to Facebook and join us there.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.